I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, October 11th. There are two winners in this year's Quincy Christmas Parade theme contest. Tracy Landers of Howes Neck and Michelle Kelly of Wollaston both submitted the winning theme, Home for the Holidays. Both women will receive a gift and will be invited to ride in the 71st parade on December 1st. Lander said she and her family have watched the parade in Quincy Square since her childhood. Kelly has lived in Quincy for 11 years. Both winners said they submitted the theme Home for the Holidays to honor military members and family members reuniting. Float builders will now create their floats with the theme in mind and will compete for cash prizes. An application to enter a float in the parade is available on the city's websites. The Quincy Fire Department is holding a Fire Prevention Week open house Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the former St. Mary School on Crescent Street in West Quincy. All are invited to attend. The Quincy Animal Shelter is holding their second annual Braintree Beer Garden on Saturday from noon to 4 at 2015 Washington Street in Braintree Highlands. The event features a cornhole tournament, food and beer trucks, live music, raffles, and prizes, and leashed dogs are welcome. Quincy Ward 2 City Councilor Richard Ash will host a Fall Sundays in the Park event this Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. at Four River Field in Quincy Point. The event will include food, craft beer, and live entertainment. American Red Cross will hold a blood drive on October 16th from noon to 5 p.m. at the Clifford Marshall Elementary School in Quincy. You can visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make an appointment. Reminder, the Quincy Police Department still looking for volunteers to assist with a joint MBTA subway evacuation drill on Sunday, November 3rd. The exercise will simulate an emergency on a train. The goal of the drill, to coordinate multiple agencies working together to provide the best public safety plan for the community. Volunteers may sign up for the drill through the city's website. The deadline to sign up is October 16th. Art created by Quincy Public School students is on display at the Quincy Art Association's Q Arts Gallery in Quincy Center through October 12th. 21 mural-sized canvases, each representing one of Quincy's schools, is on display, along with a special exhibit by Quincy art teachers. Gallery is open weekends from noon to 5 p.m., Thursdays and Fridays from 2 to 5 p.m. On Saturday, the Department of Conservation and Recreation will be closing the Squantum Point Park parking lot in Quincy to accommodate the Beast Coast Season End Car Show. Signage is posted throughout the area. The parking lot is located at Victory Road at Marina Bay. A bill addressing the safety of pets at Massachusetts kennels was signed into law yesterday. Until now, the Bay State had no oversight for puppy daycare and boarding facilities. The only requirement for anyone with more than four dogs was to obtain a kennel license. Governor Mara Healey signed the legislation known as Ollie's Law, which requires the Massachusetts Department of Agricultural Resources to establish rules and regulations for pet boarding facilities. The law honors Ollie, a seven-month-old Labradoodle fatally injured in a fight. Ollie's owner, Amy Baxter, never got answers from the facility about what happened. Other recent incidents have also put the need for regulations in the spotlight. In 2022, April Bernhardt from Rowley was charged with 40 counts of animal cruelty when police found 37 dogs living in cramped conditions in a trailer. And last year, a former Massachusetts firefighter was put on probation after allegedly abusing animals. A check of business news this morning, and stocks pulled back yesterday. The Dow was down 57 points. The Nasdaq lost 9. The S&P fell 11. Asian stocks were also lower. The dollar rose. The euro was up, and oil almost $75 a barrel. sports, Bruins win their home opener last night at the Garden against the Canadiens, 6-4. They'll host the LA Kings Saturday at 1. And, of course, Patriots getting ready to take on the Houston Texans at Gillette Stadium Sunday at 1. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service calling for abundant sunshine and temperatures in the mid-60s. For this evening, clear skies and a low around 50. Tomorrow, mainly sunny and a high near 70. Possible showers Sunday, high 57. Looks like a rainy Columbus Day on Monday, the high 60. For the boater, waves 2 feet, west wind at 10 to 15, gusting to 20 knots. There will be a small craft advisory in effect all day Saturday. High tide at 6:22 p.m. Sunrise at 6:52, sets at 6:07. Traffic note, Four River Bridge, scheduled to open today at 11:30 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, October 11th.